From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. military said it has deployed F-16 fighter jets to a Turkish airfield. Turkey opened the Incirlik air base to the anti-IS combat efforts last month. At the same time, Turkey began its own air campaign against Islamic State as well as Kurdish separatist group PKK. The six F-16s were dispatched from Aviano Air Base in Italy along with 300 personnel. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has proposed eliminating the positions of vice president and deputy prime minister as part of a purported effort to reduce corruption and improve government. Mr. Abadi announced the proposals on Sunday following weeks of protests against government mismanagement and a lack of services. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing in Afghanistan. The Taliban says it was behind Saturday's explosion in Kunduz province, which Afghan officials say killed 29 people. Most of the dead were members of a pro-government militia. The Taliban also claimed responsibility for sending in three suicide bombers to attack a U.S. Special Forces base near the main airport in Kabul. Eight civilian military contractors and a U.S. serviceman were killed in that attack. U.S. President Barack Obama is brushing off taunts from Iran and political complaints at home about his Iran nuclear agreement. In an interview aired Sunday on CNN, Mr. Obama dismissed a tweet by Iran's supreme leader which included a depiction of Mr. Obama holding a gun to his own head. The president said, quoting, "Superpowers don't respond to taunts." This is VOA News. Heavy rain continued Sunday in southeastern China, where the remnants of Typhoon Sudalor moved further inland, leaving flooding and at least 14 people dead. The system, which was downgraded to a tropical storm, hit China's Fujian and Shijiazhuang provinces the hardest, killing 8 people, while triggering mudslides. Pope Francis called for a global ban on nuclear weapons Sunday, the 70th anniversary of the U.S. dropping of an atomic bomb on Nagasaki. The atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan in 1945 have been widely credited with ending World War II. But Pope Francis said, quoting, "With war, we always lose." Bells tolled and tens of thousands of people in Japan observed a minute's silence Sunday to mark the Nagasaki attack that killed 74,000 people. It came 3 days after a similar observance to remember the attack on Hiroshima. 4 vehicles belonging to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe were set on fire outside their hotel overnight in the rebel-controlled city of Donetsk. Members of the OSCE observer mission to Ukraine said in a tweet Sunday it apparently was an arson attack. They said 3 OSCE vehicles were completely destroyed, 1 heavily damaged, 3 partially damaged from heat from the fire. No observers were injured. Police in Ferguson, Missouri, gathered Sunday to mark the shooting death 1 year ago of 18-year-old shoplifting suspect Michael Brown by a white police officer. Racial violence that followed Brown's death threw the St. Louis suburb into the national spotlight and sparked calls for better treatment of blacks by police. A state grand jury cleared a police officer in Brown's death, but an investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice said that blacks were unfairly targeted by the police force in the city. Wastewater from an abandoned gold mine continues to drain into the Colorado River, causing it to turn a mustard yellow color. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the wastewater contaminated with heavy metals such as cadmium, arsenic, copper, lead, and zinc is leaking into the river at a rate of more than 2,000 liters per minute. Voters in Haiti are choosing members of the legislature. They will be choosing from 1,800 candidates representing 20 parties. Some voters say they will have to sit out this election because they don't have enough money to pay for transportation to get to the polling stations. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.